This is a Voyascape podcast. You can find all of our travel podcasts from around the world at voyascape.com.
This episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. If you're anything like us, you don't just book trips, you run the numbers first. Is this flight actually a deal? Is that premium card pulling its weight? Should I use points here or save them for something better? Well, that's exactly what Smart Travel dives into. They break down which travel cards actually earn their keep and which ones just look impressive in your wallet. They'll walk you through the quick math for knowing when to pay with points versus cash, and they explain how to get real value from your rewards instead of settling for that tiny reward button at checkout. It's thoughtful, research-backed travel finance delivered in a way that feels approachable and actually useful the next time you're about to hit purchase. Travel smarter and spend less with help from NerdWallet. Follow Smart Travel wherever you get your podcasts. Welcome to Boldly Go Travels. You're about to hear the audio from one of our recent YouTube videos. For the full experience with drone footage, hotel walkthroughs, and all the visuals from our adventures, head to the Boldly Go Travels YouTube channel or just click the link directly to the video in the description. Enjoy the show. So being a globalist failed me at the Venetian and Palazzo. No breakfast, no lounge, no late checkout. And yes, I know, total first world problems. We still had an incredible stay at the Palazzo, and no matter how you book, you probably will too. But if you're used to upgraded treatment with Hyatt status, it helps to know how this property actually handles those benefits. That's gonna be our topic for today, and it definitely changes how I'll book this property next time. So if you're new here, I'm DeAndre Koch. I'm a Forbes recognized financial advisor, and along with my wife, Taryn, we share luxury hotel reviews and smart travel strategies. If that's your vibe, hit the subscribe button and join our weekly newsletter for deals right in your inbox. So this stay was side by side with my friend Chris, who booked through Amex Fine Hotels and Resorts for my bachelor party weekend. It was the same weekend, same property, but we had very different outcomes. And there's one perk combo that absolutely flipped my decision for the future. So here's how we set it up. I booked a cash stay directly with Hyatt, but as a globalist. Chris booked the same dates through Amex Fine Hotels and Resorts. Both of us were at the Palazzo, same arrival morning. Now, he did have the regular suite, as all rooms are technically suites, and I had the grand one-bedroom suite as my room because that was going to be the main staging area for our group. I chose Hyatt to earn elite nights, stack the Brand Explorer benefits, and charge to their room for bonus points. He chose Amex for the bundled perks, like daily breakfast for two, a $100 property credit, and a guaranteed 4 p.m. checkout. Rates on my dates were slightly cheaper by booking direct, but think a couple hundred less over the multiple four nights, but not necessarily hundreds of dollars less per night. But the trade-off was immediate. On the Hyatt side, there was no complimentary breakfast, no lounge access, no waived resort fees, not even bottled water. And then on Amex, the $65 per day breakfast credit for two, plus that $100 credit, plus the late checkout was all in writing. In Vegas, you'll know that breakfast pricing adds up fast. And when you add in late flights, especially back to the East Coast, which are really common, those perks directly turn into cash and time. So we arrived into Vegas pretty early, like around 9 a.m. He had a sign that pointed him directly to the dedicated desk for Amex Fine Hotel bookings and got into a room first. I saw the standard line, then the thoughts of where do globalists check in, or really anyone with Hyatt status, kicked in, because there wasn't the traditional Hyatt Elite sign anywhere. Eventually, I was told I could use the same line that was for Amex Fine Hotels and Resorts, but that theme really repeated all weekend. Hyatt status felt less than. So let's break the three failures down that matter the most. Failure one was breakfast, as simple as it sounds. Because as a Hyatt globalist, breakfast for two is usually a lock at full Hyatt properties. But not here. Venetian Palazzo is affiliated with Hyatt, but not fully integrated, so the benefit doesn't apply. Meanwhile, Amex covered the $65 per day for two people. In real-world use, that meant grabbing Starbucks in the morning, or even going for a sit-down breakfast at places like Yardbird without feeling the bill sting. Over three or four mornings, that's real money back in your pocket. And as a globalist paying cash, you're essentially starting each day at zero. Failure number two was lounge access, or lack of it, if you want to call it that. Because there is a lounge, the Prestige Lounge, but globalist access isn't included. You can pay to add Prestige, but that's $150 per night per room. That's the opposite of the globalist experience most of us are used to, where club access is really part of the status value. So if you're banking on having a lounge breakfast or evening bites to offset some costs, it won't happen here through globalist. Now, Amex's breakfast covers mornings. Evenings are on your own unless you do decide to pay for Prestige as well. Failure three was really the late checkout, because globalist can get up to 2 p.m. if available. And the key phrase there is, if available. Amex printed 4 p.m. late checkout on the confirmation. It was guaranteed, and the property was guaranteed to honor it. If you've got a late flight, a 4 p.m. checkout is a game changer, because you can keep the room, shower after the pool, and you don't kill time in a casino when you're already tired. Beyond the big three, the smaller misses also pile up. Resort fees aren't way for globalists on cash stays here. Award stays bake the fee into points, but it's really not a true waiver. Complimentary bottled water, at least? Not a thing, even with your Hyatt status. Parking isn't comped either, even on award stays. None of these are deal breakers alone, but together they make globalists feel ordinary, whereas at a lot of other properties, you feel fairly extraordinary. And check-in illustrated the divide. The fine hotels and resorts desk was clear, quick, and helpful at 8:30 a.m. in the morning, that's essentially when we landed, and my friend had a room already ready. I bounced between signs trying to find an elite line that didn't exist. Then I waited, and even past the official check-in, I was still negotiating room types trying to get my room way beyond 3 p.m. Upgrades here are mostly view or floor-based, and they really depend on availability. And just know that busy weekends also shrinks your odds on getting a true upgrade. So if your strategy relies on status unlocking the full Hyatt playbook, this property really rewrites the rules. If that sounds kind of frustrating, well, you're not wrong. But here's the good news. Once you know where globalist or Hyatt status in general falls short, you can plan around it and still save some money. Now, let's run the value math that shows why Fine Hotels and Resorts comes out ahead. Here's what the numbers look like on our dates. Breakfast first. The Amex breakfast credit was $65 per day for two. Over three mornings, that's $195. Over four, $260. In Vegas, two coffees and two breakfast sandwiches at Starbucks can already hit $30 or more. Swap in a sit-down breakfast one or two mornings and you're using the full $65 without really trying. As a globalist here, your breakfast value essentially is zero, so you're paying cash daily. That single perk alone can erase the couple hundred rate premium that Amex carried on those same days. Now you have the $100 property credit as well. It isn't universal across every outlet, so you definitely need a plan. Room service worked, a few on-property restaurants worked, the spa didn't, some bars didn't. So if you arrive knowing which outlets count and you charge to the room, it's easy to burn the $100 on one dinner, a round of drinks, or a lunch by the pool. If you wing it, you risk checking out with the unused credit completely. So a practical tip here is to confirm eligible places at check-in and star them in your notes so you don't miss out by accident. So let's put it all together. Say Amex Fine Hotels and Resorts cost $200 more over three or four nights. Well, breakfast recoups easily $180 to over $200 alone. The property credit is $100. Late checkout can help you avoid spending another $75 to $150, probably an incidental spend or whatever it may be, because you actually have a room that you can stay in much later. In this case, you're already ahead by over at least $150. Meanwhile, my direct Hyatt path earned elite nights and points and let me charge everything to the room for bonus earn since I had my Hyatt credit card with me. And you must link your Amex to the room if you go the Fine Hotels route. That has value too, but unless you urgently need nights for status or a brand explorer tile, the cash equivalent value of Amex's perks wins here most of the time on two or more night stays. But before we shift to who should book what, quick plug, if you want to stretch your budget and unlock more upgrades and experiences like this, I host a weekly podcast that breaks down points, miles, and card strategies for trips like this. So scan the QR code or hit the link in the description if you want to check it out. So who should book what? Here's how I'd frame it. Book through Amex if there are two of you and you actually eat breakfast. That's honestly going to be the cleanest win. Over two or more nights, breakfast plus the $100 credit usually covers that rate delta, and the guaranteed 4 p.m. checkout is worth its weight in sanity if your flight isn't in the morning. Add in the clear check-in and you're stacking time as well as money savings. So I would say to book Amex if you value predictability. Now, Vegas weekends get busy, and if it says if available, late checkout is often not going to be available. Having 4 p.m. in writing means that you can plan a pool afternoon, a late lunch, and a shower without juggling tickets with the bellhop. So consider booking direct as globalist if you're solo on a quick stay. Breakfast isn't a factor, and you need elite nights or brand explorer brand to check off. This property still posts nights and points, and you can charge eligible outlets inside the Venetian and Palazzo Mall to your room to earn even more. If you're chasing a milestone award, those nights can be worth way more to you than just breakfast. Also, consider booking direct if you plan to charge everything to the room on a Hyatt card because you care about the points math. On a big food and beverage weekend, that 9x multiplier plus elite bonuses can really stack nicely. Just understand you're giving up the guaranteed late checkout and breakfast for two value, so run the numbers based on how you actually eat and depart. Now, weekday versus weekend actually matters. On lighter weekdays, the gap narrows because late checkout might be easier to get as a globalist. On crowded weekends, Amex's guaranteed benefits pull ahead. Award bookings can be pretty tempting here, but remember, there's no globalist breakfast and resort fees are baked into points, they're not waived. You still need to compare your points value against Amex's very tangible perks. So bottom line, align the booking path with how you travel, not how you wish the benefits work. So as a quick recap, globalist felt the least special here of any Hyatt stay I think I've ever had. No breakfast, no club, no reliable late checkout, Amex's trio, meaning $65 daily breakfast for two, a $100 property credit you can actually use with a plan, and a guaranteed 4 p.m. checkout beat the slightly cheaper direct rate in real dollars and time saved. Next time, if I'm with my wife or a friend for two or more nights, I'm probably going to book Fine Hotels and Resorts. If I'm solo on a quick weekday run and I need the elite nights, I'm going to book direct with Hyatt and charge everything basically to the room to get all of those extra benefits. So two tips. First, confirm eligible outlets for the $100 credit at check-in and make sure to eat breakfast before around 11 a.m. so every dollar counts towards that breakfast credit. Expect no waived resort fees, no complimentary waters, and upgrades mostly limited to a specific view or a higher floor. So Amex wins at the Venetian and Palazzo for most travelers because breakfast for two, that usable $100 credit, and guaranteed 4 p.m. checkout are worth more than pared down globalist perks here. So if this helped you decide how to book your next trip to Vegas, subscribe for more traveler inside reviews, and for weekly recommendations on how to revolutionize your travel, check out our podcast as well as our newsletter. Until next time.
The New York Times named the Frommer's Travel Podcast one of the 13 best for travel. Why did they like it? Well, they said, and I quote, "With charisma and candor, Pauline Frommer discusses the charms and ongoing transformations of places near and far, whether on the islands of Hawaii or on safari in Tanzania." Pretty nice, huh? We post new podcasts weekly, talking about travel from every angle. I hope you'll tune in.
Hey guys, Aaron Miller here from Armchair Explorer, and I just wanted to let you know that our new series is out now. We've got kite skiing across Antarctica, Aboriginal storytellers, and the craziest whitewater race in the world. We're going on a bucket list hike across Italy. We're going to the fjords of Norway in search of the Northern Lights and lots, lots more. Our goal is to take you on the trip of a lifetime every single week. You can find Armchair Explorer on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you're listening right now, and at VoyeEscape.com.